Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The owner of the organization, Bob Kraft, said earlier this week that it was his hope and prayer that you stayed with the Patriots or that you retired.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob,
how's everything going?
Please, God.
We're going to keep talking New England, Bob.
I love playing football, and I love playing for this organization.
We won't even have a logo of the Raiders. We'll have the TB12 logo.
And we won't even serve beer. We'll serve avocado ice cream.
Baseball is our national pastime.
Baseball is truly America's pastime. I love it. I don't know.
This is a very important message to the young boys and girls.
What are you teaching the kids?
This is that cheating is okay.
Four really accomplished baseball people lost their jobs over this. I do think it's the kind of message that will serve as a deterrent to this behavior.
It's about the future and our young people. Let's go, Dodgers.
Right now.
There's a party in my pants, and you're invited.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Where's that party again?
That's okay. That's only supposed to be for Glenn.
Oh, is that what it's supposed
to be? Out of context, Glenn.
Thank God for TMZ. Because I was getting bored with this whole Brady story. I'm sitting, hang on, where's it going? You know, everybody's got their own idea. Chargers, going to Miami. He's going to Tennessee. No, maybe he's coming back to New England. And then, of course, TMZ finally catches up to old Robert, and Robert spills the beans.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
How's everything going?
Hold on one second.
What
was that? Antonio Brown asking
how's everything
the question?
Going?
Was it like, okay, how do I be different than the rest? I gotta have a different tone. I gotta have a different cadence with my voice. I gotta change my voice.
Tom Brady needs to retire.
How's it going?
Bob, how's everything going?
It's an ace reporter.
How's everything
Tom Brady is done. It's finished.
How's everything going?
What the hell is
that's,
that?
That's TMZ reporters. They're breaking news here.
Sounds like Rob Parker.
Sounds like Rob Parker.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
Bob, how's everything going?
Please, Bob.
What about Tom? Tom can stay in New England. Are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob. Take care, man.
And then he goes back into his normal. He's like, oh, yeah, man. Okay, that's cool. Thanks, man. See you later, man. And when he's trying to get his attention, how's everything going? How's it going? All right, man.
Breaking news.
Yo, check. Thanks.
Breaking news. TMZ.
So are you really?
We plan to bring back Tom.
We plan
to bring back Tom. Breaking news. TMZ and their ace reporter. What's the guy's name?
How many plans do you think they have?
A few.
Here we go again, right? I mean, it's how many more days do we have? 55?
No, we're down to
56.
Should we start a countdown? I feel like we're the only show that doesn't have a countdown of some kind.
56.
We just counted it down.
How's it going?
Are we going to keep talking New England, Bob?
You know what? I plan on writing a book.
On what? On the last three months?
No, I just plan on writing a book. I also plan on going on a diet. I plan on having dessert tonight.
So
that may happen.
That's your
there's
plan?
A great chance. Yeah, there's lots of plans. That was such an easy, you know, let me get this guy off my back response.
That's our plan.
That's our plan. How many plans go just perfect?
All right, Bob, take care, man.
How many plans go just right? Right. And how many plans do you think all organizations have when the off season starts?
You 12? Get a few. You got plan A, plan B,
like plan
C, D.
Plan A has got three or four legs off that.
Yeah, sure.
Then you got plan B.
Yeah.
It's one of the plans. I would say that's one of the plans.
Right.
Do you take that as, ownership? Not like I said, Robert Kraft's never going to let him leave. Did you hear what he said to TMZ?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I plan on doing it.
I wouldn't buy that.
The other option, the opposite of that was like, we don't have a chance. Right, it's not really in our
plans. I guess
it's
better than saying, no shot in hell.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
See, the real story is the guy that got him, the TMZ guy that got Kraft to answer the question.
you know, I can't ask the question the same way. He sees me all the time. I got to do something different. I'm going to change my tone, change my cadence. You know, I'm going to hide a little bit. And then once he answers me, I'll be like, yo, what's up? Good. Thank you.
Bob, how's everything going? Please, all right, Bob, take care, man.
Okay. Well, half those TMC guys are like homeless guys out in L.A., aren't they? That's what they are. They're just off working off the street. They've got a camera. They've got a phone. They're sitting here going, maybe I can make $200 with this one.
So did he get – I wonder if that guy got paid for that. Did he get – okay, so you sent something in. We're using it. Do you get paid based on the amount of clicks that people view it? Yeah. How does it work?
Well, you probably would have gotten a little bit more if he had the video of Robert Kraft down there in Florida. So he's not – you know, but maybe he got a couple $100 for that. $100?
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't get
a couple $100 for that?
For them?
And he just sends it into his boys. Hey, I got Robert Kraft saying the plan is to bring him back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what did he say? He said, that's the plan.
That's breaking news.
Would you get anything else from him? No, he just said, that's the plan.
Yes.
You follow up? No. When you asked to have a nice day.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you $100 and a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
When you read the TMZ headline, it says, Robert Kraft says, that's the plan to bring Tom Brady back. Which is kind of deceiving. Like, they're planning. It reads as, we're planning on bringing him back. To me, this is just another quote in a long line of bogus, silly, stupid, vague, broad strokes.
Are we going to keep talking New England, Bob? All right, Bob. Take care, man.
Well, I'm sure that the plan is to attempt to bring Tom Brady back, but...
Hold on, at
what price? At what price? Because they're not bringing him back at $30 million. So, and that's where people get confused, because people have reacted to this and they've said, see, they're going to bring Tom Brady back. Well, wait a minute. You think they're going to give Tom Brady $30 million? What are you, crazy?
I'd rather him ask the question like this.
Just talk about that.
Yeah. You talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Robin, just talk about that. You got Brady coming back or not. Just talk about that.
Landon Roberts, a couple of sacks day. Just talk about it for me.
I don't want to do any work.
I don't want to ask a question. It's too difficult to ask a question. Just talk about that.
Does that push you one way or the other, though?
No.
By hearing Kraft say that?
No, other than the fact that Kraft is saying that, he's on record. And I think Kraft is careful when he goes on record about something. But I think that was always the desire anyways. Lou said, this plan A, B, C, D, and E probably. And plan A is probably, since you don't have another quarterback in hand, it's not like you get Jimmy Garoppolo backing him up. The plan is to get Tom Brady back, but at what price?
I would rather get Robert in a different type of setting, you know, to where maybe he says a little bit more. Then I would take a little bit more stock in it, you know? No. I'm just saying, let's say he's at like a fundraiser dinner and somebody gets him on the mic and, you know, what's the deal with Tom? Well, you know, I want him to finish the career here, his career here. I will do everything I can to make sure it happens. Like, stuff like that, not just in passing with TMZ. That
Crystal Kraft has everything going.
You know, so I don't really.
Yeah, but
that's
I hate
the
to,
plan. I don't really take much from that.
Yeah, but I hate to say it. Even if secretly they're down there meeting him and Belichick, and they basically say it's time to move on, they're going to make it look like they still want Tom Brady, because they have to make it. They still have to deal with the fan base.
It's PR.
Yeah. They have to deal with the fan base.
Can you summarize what you think is going to happen in 30 seconds?
Can I?
With Tom? Just to get our. Yeah. Or opinions?
Yeah.
Like once and for all?
Yeah, go ahead. Give yours. 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yes.
I think they want him back at his price. I think that's not going to be enough. I think Tom is not crazy about coming back at his price, because he doesn't like the situation here. He's not crazy about the offensive coordinator anymore. And he thinks coming back to these weapons, I'd rather go somewhere else, learn something new with new guys. Because honestly, I don't know how it can be any worse than the situation back here in New England.
How much time was that?
Done with your 30
how
seconds?
How much time was that? Was that over? I feel like you were. Oh, you go. I'm going last.
There's 3 seconds on the clock.
I still got 3 seconds?
I think they want Tom Brady back at their price, not his price. They know the extra dead money they've got involved in all of this.
Hold on.
And
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Wait, 30 seconds. You don't stop me at 10 seconds.
Because I feel like, wait, is it what's going to happen or what we think? I mean, because I feel like you're protecting yourself from what I think. What is going to happen?
It's supposed to be 1, 2, 3, not one, okay. 2, back to one.
If that's the question,
yeah.
And that's the policy and the procedure we're doing here, then I'm going through with it.
Yeah.
This is what I believe is going to happen.
Okay, go. Okay? You're on the clock.
What is going to happen? All right,
go.
Let's start the clock all over
and
again, please.
And go.
They're going to sit down with Tom Brady and they say, Tom, we love you. You know we love you. We love you. Everybody in New England loves you. We want to have you back. But they're going to throw a low ball figure at him. They're going to try to devise it so that they can get some cap relief and it helps them out, even though the dead cap will hit 3 years from now. I think Tom Brady is going to bitch and piss and moan about it. He's going to make other calls, see if it's out there. And I don't think he's going to find big money for a 2 or 3 year deal. And I think he comes back and plays for the New England Patriots.
Not a surprise, but you went to, you were at 45 seconds.
I was not. I'm looking at the clock.
When I said 30, that's really 45 for him.
Yeah, I was like, no wonder. Out of all the people, he's the one that's going to go over.
You can't put baby in a 30-second window.
No, I know. We should. It's really Lou's fault for trying to ask you to do the impossible.
Well, like I said, it's like sort of saying like practice starts at 6:45.
Yeah.
When it really starts at 7, because I know he's going to be late.
He's going to be late.
So
I'll keep mine to 15 seconds. How about that? I don't need 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the clock. You
first
ready?
Time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. I don't trust you. We can't make it work. Although I'd love to be here, I just can't trust you. Bye.
All right.
That was 6 seconds.
That was less. That was
quality. That was six seconds. So he's Gonzo.
Gonzo.
Dunsky.
So Gonzo, right. Gonzo, Glenn thinks he stays.
Stays.
Okay.
Okay.
Well. Just want to clarify. Just want to know where we're at.
Yeah.
That could change. I'm not saying it could change.
That's true. I can't change my mind.
You can change it. We'll do this exercise again in 3 days. What the hell? We'll do another 30 seconds.
The thing that keeps coming up is this issue they're going to have with the cap, the 13.5, and how much it benefits the Patriots to string that and prorate that out over 2 years, you know what I mean? Just to help them out, they really need to overpay him.
I don't think 13.5 is that big.
No, but they need to do it. They need to do it. And if they're willing to kind of eat it, which they never do, they never do it. So maybe this is the year first. This is kind of what I'm feeling like. Okay, well, listen, we just can't meet. We're not, either side is willing to compromise only to a certain degree this time. And I think what happens is, just like the NFLPA, how Kraft came in at the last minute, each side probably walks away and thinks that it's over. And then Kraft comes in at the last minute and tries to make one more sweetheart deal to kind of sweeten the pot, because he wouldn't come with everything at once in the beginning. He would have to save something in his back pocket that could kind of sweeten the deal.
So do you think it goes beyond March 18th? Because I don't. I'm with Lou. He doesn't think that 13.5 is a big deal, but I believe that would be, if you look at this past year, the biggest dead cap hit of any team in the league.
Yes,
okay?
He's right.
At 13.5. So I think, forget about the legal tampering period. The illegal tampering period is going on right now. You're crazy if you don't think the Don Yee is not getting information. They're not finding out some certain things. Come on.
So he gets the deal done before free agency starts.
Well, why is it that in the old days, before we had legal tampering, how was it the teams were signing players?
That's why they came up with the segment. That's why they came up with the weekend.
Right. But you just back up the illegal tampering period.
Right.
The illegal tampering period is not going away.
So legal tampering starts, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever it is, right?
2 days, I think, 16th and 17th,
but
whatever
the Tuesday, Wednesday prior, Thursday prior to the legal tampering is still old school.
Right. Of course it's happening, because it makes no sense for the Patriots to let it go to that point, and then everybody's going to be locking up quarterbacks right away, and they're going to be left out. I mean, they have to figure it out. They have to know what's going on. But I also don't believe anything's going to happen with any movement until you get into March. Because why should they do it right now? There's no reason to. All right, we're going to get to the phone call, 617-779-7937.
How's everything going?
Baseball Hall of Fame is out. The voting is out. Jeter is in. Larry Walker is in. Schilling is out, but he got 70% of the vote. And all I'm hearing everybody say is Schilling is an absolute shoo-in for next year. I'm not buying it. I wish it were true that he were a shoo-in next year. I'm not buying it. I think I've got some evidence as well. We're going to get the phone calls and all of that coming up this hour, brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
I like Brady best fit in New England. I think that's where he should be. I think that it gives him the best chance to be successful. I think it gives them the best chance to be successful. With Josh McDaniels staying there, that's another fortunate part of this. And hopefully Dante Scarnecchia comes back for another year. To me, that's the best fit. You know, if it's not there, maybe it's Denver.
Eric Mangini, who knows a little bit about how the Patriots work since he was here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks the best fit right here is for the Patriots. You want the most outrageous Brady take of the day?
I like
Hold on.
It.
Oh, okay, for the day. For the all day. Right, because I was going to say, we have day. To line them all up. Jeez.
We should kind of keep track of these, and maybe on like Fridays from now on, we should just sort of, you know,
the most,
rank the best takes of the week on Brady, because it'll go on forever.
I mean, this one is just really dumb and stupid and not understanding, I don't think, the whole business operation of Tom Brady. Here's Colin Cowherd.
Tom was able to get his TB12 protein stuff, his brand, into Whole Foods. That's a big deal the New England region.
Yep.
Okay, Starbucks had to figure out Seattle before it went domestic and global. Amazon had to win Seattle first. Outback had to win Tampa, Orlando, and Florida first. Tom, because he has an international star as a wife, sees his brand as large domestic but potentially global. If Tom whizzes on New England and leaves for $4 million more to go to Indianapolis, that Whole Foods TB12 thing in New England, people won't buy it. Tom's going to make a lot more money potentially, and I'm not joking. If TB12 hits, he's going to make a lot more money there than he's going to make playing football, and I'm not joking.
I think you are joking. Hmm. You have to be. So Colin Cowherd is telling us.
That's why he's staying.
The tiny little section in the Whole Foods stores in which you see the TB12 protein powder and some other supplement or whatever, they're going to take it off the shelves if Tom leaves and he goes to Denver, he goes to Miami, he goes
His brand into Whole Foods, that's a big deal.
And he's going to make more money on that little section of Whole Foods. I don't know if you guys have been to Whole Foods. A big old store, but that one little tiny little section that has all the TB12 stuff. He's staying. Hey, because I'm not going to give up the space at
Hold on.
Whole Foods.
Can we
TB12.
Just, this is,
That's
you
the
know,
dumbest I've heard this week.
People in New England would buy flip-flops from Tom Brady in the middle of a snowstorm and actually put them on and think, wow, these feel great. No. And let's just say that if he does play for another team, it's no longer than 2 or 3 years. That's it. It's not going to be this long. Correct. And newsflash, even when he's done,
he's
doesn't
back
look
here.
Like he's living here. He's selling his house.
So you think people
he's
would walk in there
here.
And see a TB12 product and
oh,
be like,
spit on, I spit on you, Tom Brady. You left us.
He went to another team. You don't think it's good? You think people would do that? I think people might actually buy more.
Yes. If he, no matter where he goes, they're still supporting Brady. That's not leaving. He's not. Hold on. So if that premise is remotely true, he shouldn't move. He should stay. He should buy, sell his house and buy another one in another area. like maybe closer to the stadium, maybe closer to one of the, maybe closer to Boston, where it's the flagship store, maybe closer to Foxborough. I got, there's some houses in my neighborhood. We could be neighbors.
That's a big deal.
That is, that if, and on a list of things of importance as far as why he would
TB
stay.
TB products and Whole Foods?
TB12 products, protein, specifically the protein. That would be it. Not the electrolyte little thing that you squirt into your water bottle. Not the pliability bands. Not that. Not the little vibrating spear that, you know, helps, you know, get rid of some of the kinks in your body. None of those things. Just the protein. Not the little snacks.
That's ridiculous.
So my guess is
I'm pretty sure there's going to be, I don't know, 10, 12 different factors. That's not even a factor.
Could you imagine, Tom?
I'm sure there's other things that are probably more important to Tom, whether he stays or goes. Tom,
Starbucks had to figure out Seattle before it went domestic and global.
What is he talking about? He sounds ignorant of business. So you're telling me that Tom Brady is going to sit down with his people, Don Yee, and his other representatives and say, guys, can't leave New England. Do you know we have a space of 3 feet by a foot and a half of products in the Whole Foods in Walpole? We're going to lose that.
Well, we're going to lose that. But I mean, in Los Angeles, they do have Whole Foods in L.A.
They have them all over the country.
I'm just saying. And by the way, bigger market than Whole Foods.
They're owned by Amazon. So my guess is his goal is probably to get them on Amazon where anybody in the world can actually buy them and have them sent to you in 2 days or less.
But he's talking about like Starbucks in Seattle. Like Dunkin' Donuts in New England.
Yeah.
Like In-N-Out. Or Krispy Kreme.
Amazon had to win Seattle.
Yeah, because when you start off a coffee company called Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, it is localized because nobody knows who the hell it is.
And then you expand.
So then it expands and it grows and it becomes more popular. TB12 is not Starbucks 20 years ago in a startup company. They already know who the hell he is. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to control Boston or figure out Boston first. People know the hell know what it is.
I would say that to me that is one of the craziest ones. And as far as if you're, I mean, think about the options. And okay, so there's star power here in Boston. There's some famous actors that were raised here. But L.A., I mean, they're everywhere you go, around every corner.
Yeah, but we've got the Wahlburgers.
Yeah. Okay, great. Congratulations, you got them.
What do you got?
Can you imagine all the you know, succubuses, all the leeches that will be attaching themselves to Brady? You know, the Instagram models, the influencers, the, you know, movie premieres, wow. Jimmy Kimmel, all those guys, all of them live out there.
Trust me.
They will be constantly having some of their drinking their water.
He goes
doing
to
their
Denver.
Thing.
He goes to Denver. It's going to be in the Whole Foods in Aurora or all those different communities. He goes to L.A. It's going to be all over the. Stop it. It is the dumbest thing, and he was serious about it. I thought it was a joke. He was absolutely serious.
Do you think that his business venture, his just TB12, because there's other things that he's involved in, do you think TB12, the growth of TB12, has the biggest effect on where he plays?
No.
I would say, I would put it, if I'm going to put a percentage on it, 10%.
No, the only way I think
it's a bonus.
The only way it might look a little shaky for him.
Yeah, but they got a lot of Safeways and Ralphs. Right. Got a Ralphs up there. Yeah, in the he corner, doesn't want TB12. Ventura, at Topanga.
You don't want TB12.
I know there, you know, there's a coffee bean right around the corner. We go sit. We have our meetings right there because they don't really do the Starbucks thing out there, and they don't do Dunkin' Donuts. Oh no, people like their donuts different in California.
Tom was able to get his TB12 protein stuff, his brand, into Whole Foods. That's a big deal.
Is this the dumbest thing?
In the New England region.
Is this the dumbest thing? Can somebody do me a favor?
Christine,
somebody drive to a Whole Foods if you live near and tell me, take a picture.
Yes.
Tell me how much square footage of the shelves are filled with TB12.
I'm going to say.
I go into Whole Foods all the time. I've never seen it.
How do you gauge that? I'm going to call it, it's like, I'm going to say what? Maybe two shelves, maybe
3 feet wide.
Maybe 3 feet.
Deep. I just didn't even think for a minute that if Tom Brady went to another market, it would open up an entirely new market for TB12.
Yeah, new customers.
Like if you just, for Denver, for example, like you mentioned earlier, like it just, all of a sudden a TB12 wouldn't just pop up in Denver because he's their quarterback for 2 years, 3 years. TB12 product, it would help his product even more if you went somewhere else.
So what does this take here?
I would say LA would be the one place where you can go where the amount of people that you can affect and all the trends that people want to attach themselves to. Are you kidding me?
Outback what do you had do? To win Tampa, Orlando, and Florida first.
Oh, you so do we, yoga?
So we
you
looked
do yoga?
Up, we looked it up. We looked
I'm
it up.
All about yoga was so last year. I'm so about pliability.
So
you don't know about pliability?
So
oh, my God, let me tell you.
Cowherd should say he should go to Chicago. We just looked it up. They have more Whole Foods.
In Chicago?
Within 25 miles of downtown Chicago
really?
Than any one of these other
cities. Wow. That would make sense.
So that is the place you want to go.
And they wouldn't have to give him that much more money
no.
because he'd be making more money
exactly.
on the side.
So what is his take that he's trying to sell us here? That the people in New England are going to be pissed off? And what are they going to do? Burn the protein powder?
Yes. Yes.
Is
Whole
that
Foods,
what they're going to do?
Whole Foods will take it off the shelf.
Is that what we're
They'll
gonna
take
do?
It
I'm
off the shelf.
Sugar.
I'm going to eat strawberries.
Sugar. Yeah.
Strawberry sales will go up. Nightshades.
I hate to tell them they're still going to love Brady if he goes elsewhere. Some people will be pissed off. And if he takes big money,
no,
let's
no,
say
they'll
with
be
the Chargers,
sad.
They'll be sad.
This will not
sad.
Be a burn the jersey type situation, no. LeBron
be,
situation. This will be, yeah, there'll be a lot of sadness, a lot of tears.
Yes.
About, okay, then when is he coming back? You,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
you know the ending of Shane? You know the movie Shane?
Yes.
The book Shane?
Right.
You know Shane, riding his horse off in the distance and the little boy's crying. You know, and they don't know whether Shane is alive or dead, but he says, don't go, Shane, don't go.
I'll ride that horse.
Don't go, Shane, don't go, Shane. But Shane's dead. The little boy doesn't know Shane's dead.
I don't see how, if Brady's not here, that people turn on Tom Brady at all. They might sit there and say, bad move. He just made it hard on himself. He's going to go somewhere else, you know, learn a new system. And they don't think he should have done it. But I don't think there's going to be any bad blood. If anything, they'll be upset at the Patriots.
All right, we just found out Tom Brady has an end of an aisle, which is a prime location in
Ooh,
supermarkets. And he's right next to that bulky soap, you know, the big cubes of
Wait, did somebody send you
different
a picture?
Color soap? No, they're going to send us a picture, but we have people calling
right.
us telling us what they have.
That Whole Foods TB12 thing in New England, people won't buy it.
This is so dumb.
Oh, my God.
And we have how many more days of this
50 plus.
Let's keep track. Let's peg that
say
one.
Not enough.
Yeah,
let's
keep track of that one.
I don't want to get to the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. And this whole thing with Curt Schilling, because somebody, for some reason, all I'm reading right now from the people, many of them who did not vote for Curt Schilling, they all are trying to convince me right now, don't worry about it, he gets in next year. And I don't trust these people, and I'm not buying it. We do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Teddy?
Troy, what you doing here?
I'm just here, man, trying to get a little workout in. You still working out, too?
Yeah, I'm working out.
All right.
Can't you tell? I look good.
You look good, man. You look like a slot receiver.
You trying to get a little turf time in? A little turf time with TB12?
A little turf time with TB12.
Let's do it together.
Let's get it, man.
If Tom whizzes on New England and leaves for $4 million more to go to Indianapolis, that Whole Foods TB12 thing in New England, people won't buy it.
Plus, Teddy Bruschi and Troy Brown are out of an endorsement. Gonzo, Dunsky. By the way, Teddy Bruschi will join us today, coming up in about 2 hours from now. So to the phone calls we go at 617-779-7937. Muhammad is in Springfield. Muhammad, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to talk to you for a second. So Brady has a cap hit, a dead cap hit anyway, $13.5 million. So why not give him a two-year $60 million deal that increases that cap hit from $13.5 million to around $27 million, and then it pushes this problem, the dead cap, a year into the future? Why not? You said don't give them $30 million a year. I think that's precisely what they should do. They're constructed very well, and they're not overpaying too many guys, and they even got Antonio Brown, which will come off the books soon. So I wanted to know what you think of this with this perspective in mind.
Well, number one, Antonio Brown will be a $4.5 million dead cap next year, most likely. And when you say they're constructed very well, are they? What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
financially, or are you talking about personnel? Because I think they got some holes.
Well, I'm talking about the salary cap situation. They're not overpaying many players, and they don't have much dead money in those. They can release a lot of players. They can reconstruct, extend players like Gilmore and Hightower. They got a lot of way to work that other teams don't, I think.
I disagree with you. I think they have a lot of free agents, a lot of holes. And the problem they have is I'm not sure they can do it and give Brady $30 million when you've got their chief competitors. The Baltimore Ravens are paying their quarterback $4 million and, you know, $5 million for the quarterback in Kansas City. Those
for
teams,
now.
Those, right, for now, and it's going to catch up to them.
So wait, so the Chiefs have 2 more years.
Right, and the Rams had 2 years, and then Jared Goff money catches up to them next year, and they're going to have to dump a lot of players. So I'm not sure you can do it. And does it make sense to do it for a quarterback that's going to be 43 years old and give him a multi-year deal like that?
I absolutely think it does, and we're going to have to say goodbye to a couple players in order to make this feasible. I've done some of the math. Kyle Van Noy, I don't think we can pay him. And either Joe Tooney or Devin McCourty, we have to choose one or the other, most likely.
Maybe all of those guys.
Are you able to improve in other areas? Can you replace them with your math figures? Can you get a tight end or two?
I have them taking Emmanuel Sanders for 2 years, $20 million in this scenario, and they have almost no cap space left after all these.
Wait,
moves.
Emmanuel Sanders for the San Francisco 49ers?
That's who I think they should target. Yeah, get Brady, get Emmanuel Sanders, and try this thing again another year.
So, what about replacing Tooney? What about replacing Van Noy? What about replacing Devin McCourty? Those are three key players from your team last year.
Are you going to give a tight end next year or no?
I will draft a tight end, but here's what I say.
Yeah,
Daron Harmon will have to. Daron Harmon could take over for McCourty. Kyle Van Noy, Chase Winovich could take over for him, and Ted Karras could potentially replace
him. Mom, I have one question.
Scenario.
2 years, 60. Yes. You said just do it. Why didn't they do it last year?
I have no idea. I don't think anyone knows.
Well, if they didn't do it last year,
they're not going to do it this year.
Why would they do it this year?
They won't.
Oh, you're making me sad, man. But I hope.
Oh, see, there it is. See, there it is. There's the emotion that you're going to get. You're not going to get anger. You're going to get sadness. A little bit of fear followed by sadness. Tears.
But Lou's right. If they didn't give it to him last year. After winning a Super Bowl, you look at this past year, you look at all of the spots you're going to have to fill, and you tell me they're suddenly going to change their mind and say, you know what, Tom, we screwed up last year. Now this year we're giving you 2 years and $60 million.
The only way this works out in order for Brady, because if he's already said it's less about the money, it's more about the personnel and the opportunity to win and to prove people wrong.
What about TB12 at Whole Foods?
Okay, so the scenario would be you stay. Even though they can't sign anybody because free agency wouldn't even start yet, so that's when free agency starts, he would have to sign beforehand. He signs with the promise again that they're going to sign somebody and really make it happen. And just imagine if you're one of the agents out there representing some of these players, you know that the Patriots have promised Brady that they're going to get that they're going to bring in help. If you're Jared Cook, if you're any of these other receivers that were free agents, you're going to know they're going to be desperate.
So I don't think they can do both. So you said either the money or improved players on the offensive side of the ball.
Do you think, I'll start with this, do you think the Patriots are willing to overpay Brady?
No.
I think you start with that.
Right. I think the
and
answer
then you figure out how
is,
does
is
Brady
no.
make it work.
I think the
so
answer
how does Brady convince
no.
himself
yeah, and confirm that.
That he, can,
Thank
that he
you,
should
Bill.
Stay?
I would say the way he can, he buys into it, is if he convinces them that it's, and he doesn't get great offers out there. So he looks at
He's going to get great offers. I would say that's a given.
I'm not sure that's the case.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Well, money offers?
Yeah.
Well, you just said it wasn't as important for him money as
saying,
it was players.
I'm saying with the assumption that the Patriots cannot, I don't think they're going to pay him this boatload of money. I don't think they're going to overpay him.
See, I think the Chargers will overpay
him. Yeah, I do.
But I don't think that's a good situation for him. Matter of fact, I think that's an awful situation
for him. All right,
so because
I still believe that everybody has it right. The best situation is for him to stay.
Yes.
Okay, so how
so,
does
so
he
So what you do sure is, but he has to take less money, obviously, and the fan base will absolutely love him for it.
Well, they love
and
him the Patriots, no matter what.
And the Patriots have to guarantee, him they're going to improve the personnel around him.
Say best case. What is so great about staying?
Because they're still a good team.
I mean, he's the best coach.
It's still a great organization.
He's the best coach.
You're the best coach.
Familiarity with the offense.
Does he like that, though?
I do not think that.
Does he like his offense?
Situation.
Does he like the way he was, you know, used in his offense as far as, you know, information and hey Tom, let me ask you this: should we do this? Does he like any of that?
Yeah, but I think he has a better chance of winning here. And obviously they have to, you know, add personnel. But he's not going to Kansas City. He's not going. Where's he going? Is going to be a better winning situation?
He can't go anywhere and find a better coach.
No,
that would be it. Can he find a team that can win? Sure. Can he find a team? I mean, I don't know. We don't know what this team's going to look like. But all I'm saying is, like, he might sit back and just say, coming back here, if, Christian, like you had pointed out before, like Josh McDaniels coming back, if that relationship isn't what it once was, if he doesn't like the input that he's allowed to give for this offense, you know, and then he looks at the weapons that are coming back and is not sure that any of these guys will figure it out, he's going to have a new tight end. I mean, he might just, again, sit there and say, I know going somewhere else, I won't have Bill, and I'll have to have a different offense. I'm sure it'll be something similar to what I do or whatever because it'll fit me, right? You fit the offense around Brady. So I'll have to learn that, maybe new wide receivers, but there's a lot more upside in situation with Team X because what they have around them is a lot better than what I'll have if I return to
New England. I'm not sure that's true. I think that if you look at it, he will probably go to a team that will have less of a chance of succeeding than the Patriots will. Because the Patriots will be able to build. They will be able to add players. They will be able to do stuff. Okay, they're still in the mix. You see them on the Vegas board. They're one of the top teams on the Vegas board. He's not going to Baltimore. He's not going to Kansas City.
I mean, when they're fifth in odds to win the Super Bowl, if I told you, okay, take Tom Brady out of the mix, what are their odds now?
Guys, you argued with me all season long that if Tom Brady were not the quarterback and somebody else were, that the record would not be any different because the team was built on defense.
Those first eight games, yes.
And I would still say yes.
Yes, because those teams were so pathetically bad.
They won on defense.
So, yeah, they could have screwed up, you know, 10 times over and still won those games.
I think it's going to be very difficult for Brady to walk away. He's going to have to. It's going to be one of two things. It's either going to be the money, even though I keep on hearing people say it's not about the money for him right now. It's going to be about the money because the Chargers will be all about the money. Chargers will all be about business. Colin Cowherd will be right. He'll be able to fill up all stuff with Whole Foods stores because they'll pay him because they can't sell personal seat licenses.
People won't buy it.
They can't sell anything to their games. Nobody cares about the Chargers right now. But these other teams, I'm not sure any of this makes sense for him. And unfortunately, does he want $30 million from the Patriots? Sure he does. But the Patriots aren't giving him $30 million.
I don't know. There's going to have to be.
So he's going to have to. So
where does the compromise start?
We'll get better players. Now,
Trust me.
Right.
That's exactly. It. So another trust fall?
Trust.
So
no
you chance. Failed trust. Me in the past.
No chance.
You made promises in the past and you didn't keep them. So now you're telling me to trust you again. No, this time I'm serious. I was kidding. But you really?
No
come
chance.
On. You have a good sense of humor. You didn't know. Josh, tell him we really. All right, so now we're serious this time. Now we're serious. Trust me.
No chance.
We brought Lacoste back. You don't think that's a good move? What are you
talking about? We brought Antonio Brown in for you. It was the owner that wanted to get rid of him.
James is up next here on OMF. What do you got, James?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. I moved from Lynn. Down here to Middle Tennessee.
Oh my God! A little different
thank
than Lynn, huh?
You guys.
Yeah.
I'm farmland on all four sides. I hate it.
There you go.
one question and then one stupid conspiracy thing. One, has any quarterback ever played his entire career for one team?
Has any quarterback?
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I looked and I couldn't find
a single one.
Troy Aikman.
Yes.
There you go. Troy Aikman.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Bob Greasy.
I'm an idiot then. Well,
what book where were you looking? The Farmer's Almanac? What the hell were you looking at?
Evan, I must have been wording it wrong. Okay. Now conspiracy theory. Do you think that because Tom threw that interception to an ex-Patriot, that could have been sending a signal to the Titans?
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm just...
He's trying to put a little prank on us. Are you serious?
I told you.
Jesus.
Wait. So let me just advance that a little bit. So he threw a pick to Logan Ryan.
Purposely picked him up.
For what? So he could go there next year?
Going to Titans.
I told you, stupid.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I just want to make sure I have it. That's all.
Yeah, we have it.
No, you are correct. I'm just trying to figure out why. I mean, I blame the team. I mean, you can build a house with a handsaw, but it's going to take longer and it's not going to be as good. So give him the tools he needs.
What are we talking about here? Like baby reveals? You know, we're going to sit there and I'm going to throw the ball.
Weight loss reveals.
Weight loss reveals.
Look, I got abs.
To a guy that's on Tennessee to say, hey.
Did anybody pick it up?
You
know, I
threw the interception to tell you what I'm doing next year. How stupid are we getting here?
That's what they should do for the draft.
Colin Cowherd dumb.
They should do that for the draft. Instead of announcing it, they should have a big reveal. This, you know, big curtain just drops Vegas style. Fireworks go off, big lights all boo 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 boo, and then you know there goes, you know, Joe Burrow, right, just chilling. Yo, it's me. Oh my God, it's Joe Burrow. Or like the Masked Singer. Maybe they should all get up there and sing. And whoever the picture, I mean, that's what they should do in Vegas.
Yes, I like
that. Dress it up, make it nice.
Oh my God, Justin is in Rhode Island. Next
that was
up
an
here,
one.
Yeah. Hello, Justin.
Hi guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up,
Christian? I wanted to ask you something about Tom quickly. Do you think the whole contract negotiation with Tom is going to ultimately hold the team back in terms of the rest of the free agents that they have coming up to deal with, and why can't the Patriots make a young quarterback work like some of the other teams in the NFL?
All right, so two questions. The first one is, this is not like the Gronk situation where Gronk surprised them, and they thought he was going to stick around. He didn't want to walk away from the money. They called his bluff. And then he bailed.
Yeah,
and they were kind of screwed in as far as the process and the free agency process. And they couldn't sign anybody. This is going to happen so early. This is not going to deter them from signing anybody else. Free agency is just going to be starting. The draft is still ahead of them. They'll be able to find somebody.
Isn't the other thing, too, that...
And do you think it affects Joe Tooney at all, whether Brady's here or not? Because, you know, the best guard in the league...
Tooney's gone. Justin, Tooney's gone.
He's one of those guys.
Let me give you an example.
Wait,
I think,
look at the Mason?
Look at the guards right now. I think guards highest guard is at $14 million. It's pretty high. Look at the number.
Okay? What's Shaq Mason making?
Then look at. Let's look at.
You'll pay that kind of money for two guards.
Right. Let's look at Derrick Henry. You know what Derrick Henry's going to make when you look at running backs? What are running backs making right now?
He might make less than Tooney.
He will make less than Tooney. Tooney is going to make more money than Derrick Henry.
Well, I would say, what does Todd Gurley make? Use that contract. I mean, and then that's the answer. Then the answer should be no.
He makes 14, but it's not all guaranteed.
Make more than Tooney on an average annual.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if
but
you
just the fact that they're close is the point.
Who has the biggest impact on the game?
I mean, just look what they've done. I mean, look
what
Solder.
Based on what Henry's done.
No, Solder was the highest paid tackle. He's gone. Look what that kid with Trent Brown, the year before.
Yeah, and then they moved him to right tackle.
You are one of the best at your position, and you hit free agency. If it's a lineman, they're gone. You know, I mean, the only shot he had of getting Tooney was locking him up a year ago, right, to some kind of nice deal like they did with the other guys on the other side.
You can't lock up two guards and have two highly paid guards and still have questions of tackle position, right? Because you still don't know with Wynn. He could be terrific. He was a first-round draft pick. But there's no way Tooney. They hold on to Tooney.
No.
They will find a lesser
Wynn and Nikhil Harry could
position.
Be your two best players, you know, next year.
Right. Cody's
I doubt it with Nikhil Harry. Because
Cody, well, you had high hopes. Stupid, you were telling us how great he was going to be all year long.
Just throw it up in the air. Let him go catch it.
Cody's in Wareham. Cody.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. My question is basically, what do you think the dollar amount would be that the Patriots would offer Tom Brady? And, you know, what if the LA Chargers were to offer, you know, say, $10 million more a year? Do you think that's going to get him to move?
Well, it's not $10 million a year. I think the Chargers are the one team because they have motivation. They need to use him for marketing purposes. They might be willing to give him a 3-year deal. So when you add up the 3-year deal, and if the 3-year deal is $80 million or something like that, that's a lot more than the Patriots offering him 1 year at $25 million.
You know, he can't be a prop. You know, and I'm sure they're going to sell him that he isn't going to be a prop. I'm talking about Brady now. But if they try to, like, just do this whole thing, you know, overpay him, then I think something's fishy. Because you got to know.
If the Chargers overpay
him? If they overpay him just drastically.
It's all going to be fishy.
Drastically.
You don't think it's going to be fishy?
You got to say, because, again, the goal is to win. You can't parade me around town, you know, go to these store openings and ribbon cutting ceremonies and, you know, try to sell sweets. I mean, I'll do it once, but after that, it's all about football.
Yeah, I want to go back to that caller before about, you know, will Brady affect their signing of free agencies? The free agents. Don't you think, if you're the Patriots, don't you have to sort of earmark like a $25 to $30 million hit on quarterback most likely next year?
Yes.
You know, I mean, if Brady's here, you're talking about a number in the area of 23, 24, which is a $30 million hit.
Unless it's Stidham.
Unless it's Stidham. But, I mean, if Brady's not here, you know, you are looking at these quarterbacks around the league and trying to grab one of them for $12, $13 million, right? One of these guys that are going to be free, these backups or starters, whatever you want to call them, fringe guys, $12, $13 million. Well, you're going to have to tack on $13.5 million because you lost Tom. So I think no matter what, if you're the Patriots, you got to figure you're going to have a cap hit next year of $25, $27 million on a quarterback, whether it's Tom or not. Right?
Yes.
So that doesn't, it's not like, well, if we don't have Tom, our cap hit will only be $5 million, and we have all this free money to spend.
Only if it's
I think with or without Tom, you're looking at a $25, $27 million hit for that position.
No question. So you may have to pay that for Teddy Bridgewater.
So it doesn't affect free agency. They know what they're doing.
With the dead money. Exactly. By the way, for the answer for that guy about quarterback one franchise, Roethlisberger, Phil Sims, Marino, Kelly, Elway, Steve Young, Warren Moon.
No,
he played two different franchises.
Yeah, three. Actually, four.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Houston,
he did.
He played for Steve Minnesota, Young.
No,
Seattle,
not
Kansas
Steve
City.
Young either. He played for Tampa.
Steve Young played for,
and he was in the USFL. Jim Kelly?
Yeah, Jim Kelly is another one.
USFL guy, too.
Yeah,
what did that guy look up?
And it goes on and on.
He was just curious. He was thinking off the top of his head.
He actually never looked
Manning,
up.
Manning, Montana. That's what he was thinking.
The truth is that he said
he
looked up
us
something.
For information.
He wants us to do the work. We asked you to do the work.
All right, Shaughnessy wrote this today. Kurt Schilling misses out on Hall of Fame. You can feel the tears in the story when you read it. But he'll get in next year. Will he get in next year? We're going to discuss this. We'll do this coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.